Pablo for breakfast. Get it when you want with the best bits plus new stuff you haven't heard. Download the Listener app now.
Now, it is weird and wild times at the moment, and it's not just items on the shelves that are disappearing. There's a huge impact that the pandemic is having, and it's pretty incredible to think about how logistics, everything gets around our huge, huge nation and makes it over here to WA. And joining us this morning, he's a retail expert and CEO of Retail Solution, Roger Simpson. Roger, good morning.
G'day, Pablo. Nice to be back on.
Now, it's really interesting to see what's happening on the shelves, because not only are we seeing people go out there and buy all the Panadol and yet again buying toilet paper and hoarding up on those kind of things, but the pandemic is not just taking things off the shelves. There's a lot of things disappearing. So what are you seeing on the retail front?
Yeah, look very much, and it's in the biggest impact at the moment is on supermarkets, and particularly over here in the eastern states. But I know it's happening in WA as well, because of the supply chain. Is that the biggest problem is that we've got, and it's reported that up to a third and even a half of all transport workers are absent every day, and you know, that's because they've either got COVID or they're close contacts, etc. So that's causing so much strain on trying to get product packed, trying to get it out. Then you got the double whammy as well, is that when it's actually delivered to supermarkets, we're seeing a whole lot of retail staff in the same boat and being either impacted by COVID or they are close contacts. So, and in fact, a stat that that the Australian Retailers Association did a survey, and they found out that 76% of retailers are impacted by worker isolation.
Wow.
So it's causing huge issues.
Now, are we expecting it to get worse before it gets better?
Would you like a prediction, Pablo? That'd be interesting.
I know, it's always scary to predict in these times, isn't it?
Look, at. I guess it's just going to, I mean, I think it's starting to get on top of it because they're changing the rules around the isolation periods and what people can do, and so that's going to help get things moving again. But look, it just depends how long, I guess, is it until everyone gets infected and it washes through, you know the herd mentality, or do we get on top of it and we've reached its peak and it starts to decline? So look, it's really hard to know, but I think we're probably going to be in at least a couple of weeks away, I think, from any sort of, I guess, slight recovery. But I read an article, and it was last year, and they predicted that we're still going to see supply issues all the way through this year and impacting next year as well. So it's just caused so much havoc, mate.
Well, that's the thing, and I mean, for us here in WA, we are weeks away from the border opening, and all signs seem to be on the 5th of Feb the borders are coming down.
Yep.
Which means, Omicron and COVID are going to make it here to our, untouched place at the moment in the world, which then is going to have its own flow-on effect. Like, we're already seeing some things on the shelves not there, and that's because of the impact over east. But then once the impact happens here, it's just going to be multiplied, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that's right. And you can see that the stats with Queensland, because obviously, they weren't open for a while, but I think just before Christmas they opened, and of course their cases have climbed dramatically now. So and look, it's the thing about, does WA just stay closed forever, which is obviously you can't. And so look, it's a real challenge, but look, I'm hoping that obviously the lessons learnt over here will make it easier for WA when they reopen, and hopefully they've got on top of the supply issue somehow. So, because we don't want to go back into people panic buying, which makes it even worse, of course, and all those sorts of things. So, very very tricky times.
Well, let's leave it on that slightly positive note, Roger, because you've left us with a glimmer of hope that we can learn from the lessons over less. Let's hope they do. Roger Simpson, retail expert and CEO of Retail Solution. It's always good to chat. Thanks for your time.
It's the podcast for Karratha, the Pablo for Breakfast podcast, streaming now on the Listener app.